Well, it's Marianne Hobbs. We're live in Salford this morning, and we're into the last hour before we head up to Tyneside, where Radcliffe and McConey will be the very first show from the festival site. And, well, on the phone right now, I have Janet from one of the hottest bands to play at the festival this year, Slater Kinney. Janet, hello. It's lovely to talk to you.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
Whereabouts are you right now? Give us a sense of your exact environment.
Well, I'm sitting in a hotel room at a desk, and just waiting to go downstairs and catch a ride over to check out the gear and the stage and see how it's going over at the festival.
Yeah. So listen, how are you feeling about this show tonight? It's Newcastle Academy. It's the Six Music Festival, the opening night, and it's a really, really big show for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we're really excited. I think the reception to this record in England overall has been so much more than we expected, and we're pleasantly surprised to be included in, you know, such a great festival and a great bill, and excited to see the other bands as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a really incredible moment for you, I guess, isn't it? Because you're going to be premiering your first set of songs in 10 long years.
Yeah, I mean, we've been on tour for a couple weeks in the U.S., so luckily we've had a little bit of time to road test the material, so we're not just springing it on you guys, you know. But it will be, you know, and I think it's always exciting when we play our new songs. I feel like we have some new fans this time around, and that feels really great.
Yeah. I would imagine it's very much a time in which you kind of reestablish your relationships as live performers, the three of you as well. It must be really exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I think the first show felt very surreal. And since then, we've really tapped into that sort of energy that we have on stage, the telepathy, the sort of momentum that we create when we're on stage together. And yeah, it's you know, it's very thrilling.
Yeah. As you say, though, it's really, really exciting to find a brand new audience emerging, especially in the UK, people who are much, much younger, who may have missed you the first time around and are literally just approaching the band as if you were brand new.
Yeah, I think the point has always been to reach out to new people and to share our music with, you know, as many people as we can get to, and to be, you know, sort of an alternative to some other music that people hear maybe in the mainstream. You know, they hear something in our music that is different, or, you know, a certain energy that they relate to. And I think that has always been our goal. So for, you know, for this record to kind of take us to a new audience is great for us.
Yeah. Do you have any history with the Northeast? Have you played up there before, sort of long, long ago?
I mean, we did come to the UK numerous times. I felt like on our last tour in 2006, I felt like it was starting to catch on a little bit. And, you know, then we went on hiatus. So now we're sort of picking up where we left off, I think. And, you know, we've spent some time in Glasgow, and, you know, I and other bands have toured many times throughout the UK. You know, we have Gary from the Cribs lives in Portland now, and he's our sort of Yorkshire ambassador to Portland. You know, and that's been great. I feel like, and weather-wise, we completely relate to the weather here. It feels like home.
So that's very important, isn't it? Especially when you've got a lot of damp surrounding you and you've got a few pains in your aching joints.
Yeah, well, you know, to us, damp means home. So we love it.
Yeah. I've got to say, you sound really relaxed, actually. I would imagine that it's incredibly nerve-wracking stepping up in the UK for the first time. But yeah, you just sound chilled.
Better not to think. You know, every show to me is very important, and you know, every show I want to be our best. So, you know, this is just, you know, a little bit different surroundings. But in general, we really try to go out and you know, we try to get them every time.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure you're going to be changing some lives tonight in Newcastle. We cannot wait to see you play.
Oh, and great. We're excited.
Obviously, for everybody who doesn't have a ticket, don't panic, because you can listen to the whole thing on the radio. It's going to be up online. We're even going to be on TV, I think, Janet, on the red button too. So,
look at that.
Yeah.
Television.
Yeah. So it's Newcastle Academy tonight with the War on Drugs, Interpol and Mogwai. And we wish you all the very, very best.
And thank you so much. And thank you for all the support. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We'll see you down the front, Janet.
Okay, see you there. Bye.